Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
There's a jay with something in his bill.
Where are we going over here? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I met Lauren Benedict on a bright October morning outside the Berkeley Botanical Garden, perched partway up the East Bay Hills. She greeted me with a warm smile, hiking boots, and a pair of binoculars that cost more than a month's rent in my apartment. Benedict is a researcher with the Integrative Biology Department. She leads me through the garden, stopping occasionally to tilt her head, shush me, and point upwards on the grassy hill.
Is that one?
No. It's really... Well, here I'm just kind of go tink. That. You hear the chinking?
Benedict is on the hunt for a pigeon-sized brown bird that is a common backyard resident in much of the state, called the California towhee. The bird doesn't look like much. It's mostly brown with a bit of rusty red under a longish tail. But Benedict says this drab bird does something extraordinary in the bird world. To begin, she explains that, like most birds, the towhee has two main vocalizations.
Usually we talk about songs and calls, and songs are fairly long, complex vocalizations, and calls are short, simple vocalizations. In the towhees, males will sing a song that they sing before they mate, basically, or when they're looking for a mate, rather. So they'll establish a territory and then try and attract a mate, and they'll sing the song almost constantly. And then once they get a mate, they stop singing. And they'll call, but they very, very rarely give that full song. And then the other vocalization they do is this duet, which is totally unique from the call and song. The call and song sound a lot like each other, and the duet is a very different type of sound, which is partly why I think it's so interesting. It's this funny kind of broadband squealing noise. They started out with kind of some squeaks, and then the two birds will squeal in a way where they're overlapping each other and doing it simultaneously.
Only 3-4% of bird couples in the world coordinate their songs into a duet. Most of those only live in the tropics, and their songs can be so tightly in sync that to most, it sounds like just one bird singing. Our walk soon wanders off the trail.
Where should we go next?
Let's walk that way and find a towhee. Okay. Down in the bushes here. That looks small. That's a junco, I think.
And as she peers under bushes and shrubs, Benedict describes the towhee life cycle.
They mate for life, and they'll stay basically on their territories year-round with the same partner. So once they get a mate and settle down with that mate, they stay in the same place with the same individual until one of them dies.
Now, Mother Nature doesn't usually tolerate something as complicated as a duet without good reason. With that in mind, Benedict has taken what she knows about towhees and come up with a theory of why birds might sing duets.
In a lot of monogamous bird species, people now know that a lot of the chicks often are sort of, they're extra pair young is the term we use, which means the males are being cuckolded and females are laying eggs that are fathered by a male other than their social mate. And duetting is thought to be a strong sort of indicator of commitment between mates.
So because we're duetting, we're really monogamous. We're not just going through emotions.
That's the thought. This is indicative not only of, you know, that they spend their time raising chicks together, but that they are committed monogamously to each other so that the parents are always fathering offspring to see if it's commitment or if the females are sneaking around.
To bolster her theory, Benedict follows the birds around and keeps track of when and how often they sing. Then, since the birds don't have a very big range or a lot of visitors, she tests the chicks to see if the duetting parents are both related to the nestlings.
The towhees have this communication where you're communicating constantly with an individual that you're spending your whole life with, so you know well, and neighbors who are well-established and who are always there year-round.
Terribly romantic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you could think of it that way. If it is this kind of a real signal, maybe it's a love song that they sing to each other.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
With the California Magazine, this has been an Audio Praxis. I'm Eric Vance.